two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
KSL News Time, 3:15. The three things you need to know this hour first.
Salt Lake County officials very worried about a proposal to make a limestone quarry in Parley's Canyon. If approved, the mine would move millions of tons of rock in the first 5 years. I'm KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson.
Seca, with a new COVID-19 variant on the rise throughout the globe, President Biden is urging people to get vaccinated before it's detected in the U.S. Third hour biggest traffic trouble spot, sponsored by Zions Bank, official bank of the Utah Jazz. Ricky?
I am hearing scanner chatter of a possible accident in Taylorsville. So far, I haven't seen it in the traffic cameras yet. This is going to be 5400 South at the intersection of 2700 West. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Hazy skies, above average temperatures. I'm Brett Benson.
55 degrees downtown. Time for KSL's top national stories.
From ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. President Biden today saying his administration took swift action upon the identification of the new Omicron COVID variant out of Southern Africa, but acknowledging
sooner or later, we're going to see cases of this new variant here in the United States. We'll have to face this new threat just as we face those that come before it.
ABC News Chief Medical Correspondent Dr. Jennifer Ashton agrees.
When you hear that the virus has been detected in so many other countries, including in the UK, it should come as no surprise that it is likely already here in the United States, and people should expect that.
More than 50 nations, including the United States, issuing travel restrictions on people coming from Southern African countries, which first reported that mutation. South African officials are saying that that country is being punished for being forthcoming, but White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki says
the objective here is not to punish, it is to protect the American people.
Pointing to Omicron, the CDC is sharpening their recommendation on boosters, changing their wording from those over 18 may want to get boosters to everyone 18 plus should get a booster 6 months after their second Pfizer or Moderna shot. The trial of Ghislaine Maxwell, Jeffrey Epstein's associate and former girlfriend, kicking off in a New York courtroom today. ABC's Aaron Katursky is there.
Ghislaine Maxwell is a convenient stand-in for Jeffrey Epstein, a defense attorney said on the first day of Maxwell's sex trafficking trial. The defense said Maxwell is filling a hole and filling an empty chair after Epstein's suicide. But prosecutors said Maxwell helped Epstein find girls and knew exactly what Epstein was going to do with those children. Aaron Katursky, ABC News, Manhattan Federal Court.
The January 6th committee to vote on Wednesday whether to refer former DOJ official Jeffrey Clark for contempt. Clark refusing to answer the committee's questions. Clark aligned with former President Trump in his effort to overturn his election defeat. On Wall Street today, the Dow closing higher. You're listening to ABC News.
Time for the KSL In-Depth. President Biden spoke from the White House today. He urged Americans not to panic as his administration assesses the threat of the new Omicron variant.
Today, there are three messages about the new variant that I want the American people to hear. First, this variant is a cause for concern, not a cause for panic. We have the best vaccine in the world, the best medicines, the best scientists, and we're learning more every single day. And we'll fight this variant with scientific and knowledgeable actions and speed, not chaos and confusion. Second, the best protection, I know you're tired of hearing me say this, the best protection against this new variant or any of the variants out there, the ones we've been dealing with already, is getting fully vaccinated and getting a booster shot. Most Americans are fully vaccinated, but not yet boosted. If you're 18 years or over and got fully vaccinated before June the 1st, go get the booster shot today. They're free and they're available at 80,000 locations coast to coast. Third, in the event, hopefully unlikely, that updated vaccinations or boosters are needed to respond to this new variant, we will accelerate their development and deployment with every available tool. I want to reiterate, Dr. Fauci believes that the current vaccines provide at least some protection against the new variant, and the boosters strengthen that protection significantly.
President Biden says there are no plans on new federal COVID restrictions due to the variant for now. And you've been listening to the KSL In-Depth at 15 and 45. KSL News Time 319. Traffic and weather sponsored by Zions Bank, official bank of the Utah Jazz. Ricky, what's going on?
Right now I'm looking at a new accident, and it is blocking traffic. It's on the transition ramp from southbound I-15 to go eastbound I-80. This is right in the heart of the valley, what we sometimes call the spaghetti bowl. The 201 interchange. Right now, all traffic is being pushed over to the left in the two left lanes to get by. But this vehicle took a hit. It was facing the wrong direction. So we are seeing backups there. For those on southbound I-15 from 33rd South, really all the way to Provo, you're good to go. The rest of your Salt Lake County freeways are clear. Steve?
Got a crash in Taylorsville right now on 5400 South at about 2700 West. Meantime, a good drive traveling both directions of I-15 this afternoon. No issues between downtown Salt Lake and Willard Bay. Those lights are still out in the intersection. Got a dark intersection affecting traffic in all directions at 30th Street and Washington Boulevard in Ogden. That's a four-way stop. Plus, a crash remains there in Ogden as well at 30th Street and Grand Avenue with the right lane closed. This holiday season, why not give a gift that's life-saving and life-changing? Give to the kids at Primary Children's Hospital. Go to kslkids.com and be part of the KSL Giveathon. Steve Carlson in the KSL Traffic Center.
And let's take a look at the seven-day forecast. Here's Brett Benson.
High pressure will be the main player in our weather this week. Temperatures are going to run about 8 to 10 degrees above average all week long, with mostly sunny but hazy conditions. 54 today, 52 on Tuesday, low 50s through Friday, actually through Saturday, and then upper 40s on Sunday with mostly sunny skies. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Brett Benson.
Sunny and 54 degrees in downtown Salt Lake City.
Are you one of the millions of homeowners who haven't refinanced yet? If so, I'm here to tell you it's not too late. Hi, I'm Wesley Hogan with Westland Financial. Although the lowest rates may be in our rearview mirror, as the economy recovers from the biggest economic shock of our lifetime, rates still remain near historic lows. In fact, with the dramatic increase in home values, this may be the perfect time to put that new home equity to work. Take advantage of our cash-out refi program and pay off high-rate credit cards, car loans, or other high-interest rate debt. Or finally make those home improvements you put on hold for so long. Best of all, we can do this with no closing costs. That's right. Whether it's a conventional, FHA, or VA loan, we'll pay for your title, settlement, lender, and recording fees. So call Westland at 888-455-3669. That's 888-455-3669. It's the biggest no-brainer in the history of mankind. 888-455-3669.
NMLS number 3304. Not all loans apply. Equal housing lender.
Well, winter's here, and with it comes the hustle and bustle of the holidays. With chronic knee pain, holiday tasks can seem downright overwhelming. Holiday shopping brings the pain of standing in long lines, battling crowds of people, and walking to your parking spot a mile and a half away. And with a bad knee, even traveling to see loved ones can be a challenging task. This year, tackle the holiday season pain-free. Visit the Active Joint Institute for help with your knee pain. They specialize in helping people with joint pain improve their lives dramatically without surgery. It's time you were able to enjoy this precious time with your friends and family. After visiting the Active Joint Institute, you may even join in on the fun in the snow with your grandkids. You deserve to live the life you love pain-free. Learn more about your knee pain and how to get reliable relief without surgery. Visit theactivejointinstitute.com. Theactivejointinstitute.com.
Whether you run your local bookstore or the neighborhood boutique that everyone loves, small businesses like yours make gift-giving possible. Now, Comcast Business has a gift for you. Introducing the sale you don't want to miss, the Gift of Saving Sale. For a limited time, ask how to get a great deal for your business. You can get a $500 prepaid card when you switch to Comcast Business with the network that can deliver gig speeds to the most businesses. That's $500 to spend on whatever your business needs. Or if you want another way to save, you can also get started with internet and voice for $64.99 per month with a 2-year price guarantee. So give your business the gift of savings today. Comcast Business, powering possibilities. Limited time offer, restrictions apply. New Comcast Business 35 megabits per second internet and one voice mobility customers only. Early termination fee applies. Equipment, taxes, and fees extra and subject to change. Prepaid card offer ends 1/2/22. Call or go online for details.
KSL News Time 3:25. We are watching Utah's money. Ticket sales for the new Spider-Man No Way Home movie have overloaded many ticket sites as fans rush to buy advance tickets for the premiere on December 17th. The demand is a good sign for movie theaters, which could see a major boost in sales to the end of the year. KSL Drive's Tesla shares climbed over 4% today after CEO Elon Musk urged employees to focus on minimizing the cost of deliveries. Company is also closer to starting production at its first European factory in Germany. Twitter's new CEO, Parag Agrawal, was one of the Jack Dorsey's closest partners before stepping down. According to Dorsey, Parag has been behind every critical decision that has helped turn the company around. On Wall Street today, the Dow closed up 236 points to end at 35,135. S&P 500 gained 60 points and the NASDAQ jumped 291 points. The Gucci family isn't happy with a new movie about them.
House of Gucci.
If you are Gucci, you need to dress the part.
It's all about the drama in the Gucci family in the 80s and 90s. One of the founding brothers goes to prison over taxes, and his nephew, who took over, was killed in a murder-for-hire plot by his ex-wife, portrayed by Lady Gaga. But the family says the film is far from accurate. The producers didn't bother to contact any Gucci heirs, and the movie is an insult to the Gucci legacy. The family also objects to what it says is a reframing of Gaga's character, Patrizia Reggiani, as somewhat of a victim when she's the one who instigated the murder of Maurizio Gucci. Jason Athenson, ABC News.
2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind, only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was three blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com, follow us on Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.